Trumos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Base 9-2. In the previous mission, we began to discuss the halacha that when one plants truma, what comes out of the ground, even though Midah Oraisa has a clean slate and would be considered just generic chulin, meaning tevel that needs regular tithing, Midah Rabbanan, we treat that which comes out of the ground, if it was planted, as truma, what comes out is also truma, Midah Rabbanan. And that will lead us to a very funny situation in which Midah Oraisa, these things are regular chulin and subject to the generic strictures and requirements of all chulin plants, whereas Midah Rabbanan, it's truma and it's subject to those halachas of truma, Midah Rabbanan. So to resolve that and kind of deal with the fact that we're sort of being machmer both ways in many cases, this mission, the next, will discuss the ramifications. It starts out by saying v'chayeves beleket v'shechal v'peya. If you plant truma seeds in the ground, since Midah Oraisa, they're chulin, they're regular clean slate produce that needs, you know, tevel that needs tithing, so you have to leave leket, shecha, and peya. Those are the gifts to the poor. Leket is the forgotten, the dropped stalks when you're harvesting the wheat stalks out of the ground. If one or two stalks fall to the ground, you have to leave them there. Shecha is the forgotten bundles. If you have little sheaves of, you know, little bundles of wheat in the field, you'll collect those little mini bundles and bring them to the threshing floor where they'll be processed. So if you overlook one or two bundles, leaving them in the field, you can't go back to get them. You have to leave them. They're called shecha, forgotten bundles. You have to leave them for the poor to collect. And peya, you'll recall, is the section of your field. It's supposed to be a 60th of your field that you leave unharvested. And then that's left for the poor people to come collect for themselves. So we're saying that since Midah Oraisa, what comes out of this field, which was planted with truma seeds, is generic chulin, meaning not truma, Midah Oraisa, one must leave these gifts of leket, shecha, and peya, which normally don't apply to truma proper, but here it's not really truma. So, since it is, however, Midah Rabbanan truma, it'll have certain restrictions, because even though we're letting it be left as gifts to the poor, if the poor person is not a kohen, he, Midah Rabbanan, can't eat it, because we're treating what comes out the ground as truma. So what happens? The Mishnah says, v'aniyeh Yisrael v'aniyeh kohanim alaktim, we will let a Yisrael, meaning a non-Kohen and a Kohen alike, collect these gifts to the poor. But since the Aniyah Yisrael, the non-Kohen poor people, can't actually eat them, what will happen? V'ni Yisrael mochren es shalahem lekohanim b'demei truma, v'demeim shalahem. The non-Kohen will be allowed to collect the truma but not eat it, so he just sells it to a Kohen. And then the price he charges the Kohen is the prevailing price for truma, not for chulin. You'll recall that truma sells at a fraction of the price of chulin food because only a kohen can eat truma and only a tahor kohen can eat truma. So that being the case, it's not very desirable and people don't pay as much for it, but whatever the prevailing prices are, this non-kohen who collected this wheat, which we're treating as truma, he can sell it to a kohen for the prevailing prices of other truma, and he, the non-kohen, can keep the money, the proceeds from the sale, and do what he wants with them. That's v'dameim shalahem. The money from the proceeds of the sale of this rabbinic truma foods can be kept by the Yisrael who collected it. Reb Tarfon omer, lo yilaktu ela aniyei kohanim, shema yishkachu v'yitnu l'soch piyem. Reb Tarfon disagrees. He says this is an accident waiting to happen. Since we're treating this food as truma midirabanan, if a person's not a kohen and he's doing the harvesting of this produce, as leket, shecha, and peya, so he might forget that it's truma midirabanan, and he puts some in his mouth. And if he puts some in his mouth, he'll be eating truma midirabanan. Therefore, says Reb Tarfon, we should not let non-kohanim, poor people, collect this leket, shecha, and peya, lest an accident happen and they eat it inadvertently. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds back to Reb Tarfon and says, Imkain, if what you're saying is true, that there's a concern for people putting the food in the mouth, forgetting that it's got restrictions of truma, lo yilaktu elek tahorim, we also shouldn't allow non-tahor kohanim, meaning kohanim who are tamei, we shouldn't let them either collect, because maybe the kohen who's tamei will forget that it's truma and put it in his mouth. Now, there are two ways to learn what Rabbi Akiva is saying. The Bartanura seems to understand that Rabbi Akiva is speaking, he's accepting Rabbi Tarfon's premise that there's a risk that a person would inadvertently put the food in his mouth. And that being the case, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't go far enough, says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, we have to restrict who collects these leket shech and peah, but just being a Kohen isn't sufficient, because a Tameh Kohen also could do something wrong. Only a Tahor Kohen should be allowed to collect it. That seems to be the way that the Bartender is learning, because the Bartender says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning Rabbi Akiva is different from the Tanakhama. He's saying a different halacha, and the halacha is like him, that only a Tahor Kohen could collect this rabbinic truma. Others, however, learn that Rabbi Akiva is speaking rhetorically, and he's saying that Rabbi Tarfon is going too far. That is to say, Rabbi Akiva is rejecting Rabbi Tarfon's thought that a person might inadvertently eat this food that he's collecting, forgetting its truma. And Rabbi Akiva is saying, listen, according to you, if you want to go that far, you'd even have to restrict the Tahorim. And since we're not doing that for sure, and we wouldn't even restrict the non-Kohanim from collecting the truma. That's a second shot in Rabbi Akiva. But like I said, the Bar Tanura, like the Rambam, goes, takes one face value, and indeed says the halacha is that way, that when it comes to this, if you take produce, which was truma, and illegally plant in the ground, what comes out is rabbinically truma, and that being the case, while midoraisa you must leave leket shechen and peah, midorabanan, since it's truma, and we're afraid a person might inadvertently eat this as he collects it, forgetting it's truma, so therefore we only let, says the Bar Tanura, kohanim, who are tahor, collect this leket shechen peah.